We're talking to one of the most popular actors, dancers in Buffalo, and he doesn't even work in Buffalo, but he went to school here.
Sounds good.
Lots of folks love him. We're talking with Sean Ryan, graduated from UB with a BFA in music theater back in 2016. Then he was cast in the National Tour of Fame, the musical. And then he went to New York City, jumped on with the National Tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, and went directly from Cinderella to the International Tour of Rent. Rent at Shays Performing Arts Center, Tuesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 31st. He's currently a swing. We'll talk about that. He's understudy for the character Mark Cohen, pretty important in the whole musical. And he's also the dance captain. Hey, Sean, thanks for taking our call.
Hey, thanks so much.
You are just a beloved of the Buffalo acting community here. You got a lot of friends.
I do.
Well, obviously, it's because you're a nice guy. But do you recall any favorite moments on stage when you were here in Buffalo?
Oh, for sure. So I started my Buffalo theater career by doing Art Park, Mary Poppins, and Peter Pan two summers in a row there while I was still in school. And then I also did Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at Second Generation Theater. And I had an amazing time doing all of those shows, and I met all of the amazing Buffalo theater actors and directors and choreographers. And so that's how I got involved performing in Buffalo.
So where are you right now as we record this?
Right now I'm in Hartford, Connecticut.
And then on to Ohio, and then to
Buffalo? Yep, we go to Columbus next week, and then the week after we come to Buffalo.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions about Rent after I remind our opera listeners that it's loosely based on the plot of Puccini's La Bohème. And indeed,
yes,
it's set in the rather bohemian lifestyle of the 1980s, 1990s in what they called Alphabet City. That's avenues A, B, C, D, south of 14th, north of Houston. And it was a different time then. Very bohemian.
For sure. So I would describe Rent as basically it's about a group of friends who live in New York during the AIDS epidemic in the face of death. And they are celebrating life.
I like it. Pulitzer Prize, 1996, Jonathan Larson's Rent. They only hand out one of those every 10 years or so. And so Rent is right up there with Sunday in the Park with George, Hamilton, and four Tonys, including 1996, Best Musical, Best Original Score, Best Book of a Musical. Now, when you say a group of friends, it's a huge cast, right?
It's actually pretty small. That's one of the deceptive things about Rent, is that it is very intimate. Although it produces such a big sound on stage, it's only a cast of 15 on stage. And then we have five offstage swings, and I'm one of those. But it's eight leads, and then the ensemble is seven.
But the ensemble, they all like change costumes and characters.
Yeah, so the ensemble play a large number of various characters throughout the play. They're homeless people, they're Christmas carolers, they're drug dealers, they're friends of Maureen who come to her show. So throughout the whole number, throughout the whole play, they are different characters. So that might help it look much bigger than it actually is.
Christmas carolers, drug addicts.
Yes, something for everyone.
Something for everyone. Now, another sort of a Broadway term, I want to ask about a couple of them. One is swing. That to me seems like an impossible job, but go ahead, tell us what a swing is and what you do.
Sure. Okay, so as a swing, I am off stage every night. I only perform when someone calls in sick. So as a swing, I basically understudy the entire male ensemble. So that's four characters right there that I know. And then I also understudy Mark Cohen. So I have a total of five roles that I can go in for at any given moment.
Now, wait a minute.
It could be...
You mean go in, you mean like say the lines, sing the songs, dance the moves.
Perform, yes.
And not bump into anybody else.
Correct.
Okay, come on. How do you do that? That's just insane.
It definitely takes a special type of performer. That's why it's so hard to cast swings, because it is such a demanding job. You have to be very organized. You have to be very quick on your feet. And it takes it really does take a special type of brain to process all of that information and be able to keep it separate. So when you do perform one role, you can do it without any collisions or any mess ups or forgetting any words or stuff like that.
Now, I have a question. So let's say there's an audition, and, mm-hmm. and you go there and you say, let's say I'm auditioning for the role of Mark. Do you also say, but I can do the job of swing? Do you say that at that point, or is that something that people would just know about you?
So that's something that casting directors will see on my resume. So for Cinderella, my last tour, I was also a swing. And pretty much once you are a swing, it's like you are looked at very, like you're a unicorn. You're very special. So that's why I think when I auditioned for Rent, they knew I could do it, because not everyone can, and it is a very special skill to have. So for the most part, once you're a swing, they like to keep you as a swing because it is hard to fill. And when you're good at it, they want to keep you around, you know?
Now, if somebody listening said, boy, when I grow up, that's what I want to do. I want to be that valued performer. I want to be a swing in a musical. Any special way one would train or get ready to be that?
Yeah. So being a swing, you have to be very organized. And when you are performing, you have to be able to pick up things very quickly, especially in an audition setting. When you're learning a dance, they can tell who would be good for a swing based on how quick you pick things up, how well you take direction, stuff like that. It's all about organization and making sure that you are able to process information quickly and keep it all in your head.
So that's sort of a good and a bad thing. If you're on stage, that means maybe somebody got sick or what?
Yeah, so I typically only perform when someone else can't. So it is a good and a bad thing. But cold and flu season is upon us. So sometimes people do need to take a night off. So that's when I get to go on. So it's a bittersweet feeling for sure to perform because I love doing it so much. But that does mean that someone else is homesick.
Talking with Rochester-born UB graduate Sean Ryan, coming back to Buffalo for the international tour of Rent at Shays Performing Arts Center Tuesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 31st. Just ahead, Sean Ryan talks about his job as an understudy, and he's also the dance captain for the international tour of Rent. And I want to know, what does that involve?
No, please, no, not tonight, please, no, mister, can't you go, not tonight, can have a scene.
What?
Go, please, go, you, hello, sir, I said no, important customer.
What am I, just a blur?
You sit all night, you never buy.
That's a lie, I had a tea the other day.
You couldn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go from swing, which means you can, you know, jump on stage at a moment's notice and play various roles, sing, speak, and dance, to understudy. Now it says you're understudying for the character Mark Cohen, who is the, you know, roommate of Roger, who's the boyfriend of Mimi. For folks who are familiar with the opera, you're kind of the Marcello figure. Mimi mm-hmm. is Mimi mm-hmm. and Roger is Rodolfo. So that's kind of a critical role. What's the difference between being a swing and an understudy?
So a swing is an offstage cast member who understudies the whole ensemble. And then an understudy can be anyone. It can be in the ensemble or a swing. And an understudy is someone who knows a leading part, who can go in at any given moment. So it's very similar to being a swing, but an understudy only knows one or two leading parts, whereas a swing knows the entire ensemble.
So you're kind of both.
I am both.
Wow. And then the other wonderful job you do, and I just love dance captains. I think I can spot the dance captain on stage because their moves are just kind of crisper, cleaner, you know. For folks who don't know exactly, what is the job of a dance captain?
So the dance captain is someone in the cast who is chosen by the creative team, the director, choreographer, to help maintain the show while you're on the road. Because the director and our choreographer don't travel with us, so the dance captain is basically in charge of running rehearsals, making sure the swings are ready to perform, and making sure the understudies are ready to perform, and making sure the onstage cast doesn't change the show, because it's very easy to make small changes over time when you're doing a show 200, 300 times. So it's up to the dance captain to be the eyes for the choreographer on the road, to make sure everything is the same and nothing is changing. And so I have the job of taking notes during the show, and helping the actors to complete their jobs to their fullest potentials and abilities.
And when you're out there dancing yourself, you got to be really sharp because they're all looking at you for kind of guidance.
Exactly. And it's kind of easier when you're the dance captain because you have to know the show better than anyone else. So performing as the dance captain is kind of, they kind of go hand in hand because you do know the show so well. So it makes it that much more fun to perform.
You don't have to answer this question, but I hope they pay you a little bit more.
Yes, they do.
Good.
We're taken care of.
Enough said. We're chatting with Sean Ryan, who will be coming back to Buffalo as part of the international tour of the musical Rent. Rent, which is set in New York City in the late 1980s, right in the middle of the heaviest period of the AIDS epidemic. And I wanted to know, how can a younger cast on stage relate to something that happened before they were born?
Steve.
Gordon.
Allie.
Pam.
Sue.
Hi, I'm Angel.
Tom.
Collins.
I'm Paul. Let's begin.
There's only us. There's only this.
Sorry, excuse me, oops.
And you are?
Oh, I'm not. I'm just here to. I don't have. I'm here with Mark. I'm Mark. Well, this is quite an operation.
Sit down, Mark. We'll continue the affirmation.
Forget, regret, or life is yours to miss.
Excuse me, Paul, I'm having a problem with this credo. My T cells are low, I regret that news, okay?
All right, but Gordon, how do you feel today?
What do you mean?
How do you feel today?
Okay.
Is that all?
Best I felt all year.
Then why choose fear?
I'm a New Yorker. Fear's my life.
Talking with Sean Ryan, coming with the international tour of Rent, Shea's Buffalo Theater, starting on Tuesday, March 26th. This show, Rent, won Tony Awards in 1996 and, you know, got the Pulitzer Prize. And I'm guessing that a number of performers on stage might have been born in 1996 or
yeah.
So how do you get everyone to relate to the ethos, the gestalt of the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s in New York City?
Yeah, it was very tough because our cast is fairly young. We range from 21 to like 32 or 33, which is a fairly young cast to be doing Rent, especially when a lot of us were born around the time it came out. But in the rehearsal process, our director really made a point to understand this time period, and we had to do so much research, and we watched so many documentaries about HIV and AIDS and what it was like to live in that time period, which definitely helped. It opened our eyes to this whole different world that fortunately we don't have to live in now. So we did so much research to learn about what it was like living in that time period and dealing with that disease that really could take anyone at any moment. So we had a lot of rehearsal days where we were strictly devoted to research and making sure everyone in our cast understood where the show was coming from. And yeah.
In Rent, there are a number of songs. Several of them are reprised, depending on what the plot needs at any given moment. But what's your favorite song, or two or three?
Ooh, okay. So I think my favorite song in the show is, it's cliche, but it's Seasons of Love.
And that's the one that almost everyone knows.
Yes, for good reason, because it is, the message is just so beautiful. It's basically saying, how do you measure your life? And then it's saying in daylights and sunsets and all of that stuff. How about you think about it in love? How about you measure your life in love? Because that's what really matters. And it's something that everyone can relate to. And it resonates with every person, because you really should measure your life in who you love, how much you love. And it's something that you can bring to your everyday life.
So other than the big hit, Seasons of Life, what's your other favorite song?
I also love I'll Cover You.
Oh, my God. We're two for two here.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
It's so raw, and it's so spontaneous, and it's very truthful to the characters who sing it, Angel and Collins. They just met each other like an hour or two before they sing that song, but it's love at first sight. And I think everything that they say in that song is just so fully of truthful emotion. Nothing is put on. So it's very raw and it's very real, which is what I love about it.
Live in my house. I'll be your shelter. Just pay me back with 1,000 kisses. Be my tenant. Don't got much baggage to lay at your feet, but sweet kisses I've got to spare. I'll be there and I'll cover you. I think they meant it when they said you can't buy love. Now I know you can rent it, and you lease, you are my love. One love.
Rent opens at Shays Performing Arts Center on Tuesday, March 26th. So, Sean Ryan, you're going to be back on your home turf in Buffalo for about a week. What are you looking forward to?
the Wings. I cannot wait to take all my friends to Duff's. Also to go to Paula's Donuts, because I miss Paula's Donuts every day of my life.
Have you heard about the new cannoli-filled donut?
I did. I saw that online, and I cannot wait to try it. I will be in that line, so I'm very excited for that. I cannot wait to go to Wegmans.
Wegmans.
Yes, for sure.
We've been talking with Sean Ryan. He went to UB, got his BFA in music theater in 2016. He is no stranger to Buffalo stages and has a huge friend community here in Buffalo. And that's a good thing, because he is coming with the international tour of Rent at Shea's Buffalo Theater starting on Tuesday, March 26th. He's going to be very busy. He is what they call a swing, so he has to know a lot of the different roles. He's understudying the lead character, Mark Cohen, in the musical Rent. He's also the dance captain. And we happen to agree that we have the same two favorite songs from Rent. Sean Ryan, can't wait to see you on stage. I hope on opening night, when I'm there, that somebody has, let's just say, the sniffles, you know, just kind of a minor cold, enough so that they can come back the next night, but that we'll see you on stage.
For sure.
Sean Ryan, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye for now.
Bye.
For WNED, WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.